This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is never easy being a farmer. Even if the weather cooperates, there is so much else that can go wrong. Case in point, Washington and Idaho wheat farmers who are struggling this year because of a crop problem and low prices that they are getting for their grain at market. Anna King from the Northwest News Network explains what's going wrong.
Outside Oaksdale in Washington state, the wind-blown Palouse Hills roll out. Baby green wheat, turned over earth, and golden stubble create the patchwork. Larry Brown's plowing.
I've had problems. We've all had problems with falling numbers in the past, but nothing this severe and this widespread.
Falling numbers means there are enzymes in a kernel of wheat that have eaten away at the starch. That happens when there's rain late in the season or there are wild temperature swings in the summer. It hasn't been this bad here since the early 80s. When wheat doesn't have enough starch, it affects the baking quality. And so bakers in places like Japan won't buy it.
You haul it to the elevator and they tell you it's worthless.
Brown's 85,000 short of breaking even. And a large swath of Washington and Idaho farmers have problems too.
Unfortunately, one kernel with low falling number can bring down a much larger batch of wheat, which is why this is such a problem.
That's Alicia Kazonis. She's a federal research biologist here at Washington State University's Federal Western Wheat Quality Lab.
This is where we do our baking of cakes, cookies,
all
bread,
this good-smelling baking is purely for science. This year, the lab will make 4,500 batches of Japanese sponge cakes and noodles, testing for quality. The Philippines, Japan, and other Asian countries are the Northwest's top wheat customers. Asian sponge cake is supposed to be light, fluffy. But much of this year's wheat is making stuff that's
dense, they're small.
And that won't cut it in Japan.
No, that is highly unacceptable.
About 40% of the soft white wheat tested so far has low falling number problems. A lot of Northwest wheat winds up at this grain cooperative in Genesee, Idaho. This is where it comes before being sold across the globe. Sammy White manages grain coming in and going out. One of the big problems with this low-falling number wheat,
we didn't know who had problems, who didn't have problems, so they were all going into these big silos.
Now White has millions of bushels of grain all mixed up. And it will all fetch a lower price. Some may end up as cattle food.
Realistically, there probably will be a few guys that will be put out of business because of it. And that's tough.
It's tough even if they survive. Farmer Brown says wheat growers have already had some lean years. He won't be buying new harvesting equipment, and he's even cutting back on fertilizer for the next year.
This is where you really just bear down and you'll go without.
He says it's time to turn the wet earth over, put this year behind his plow. Outside of Oaksdale, Washington, I'm Anna King from Marketplace.